Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by an author and screenwriter. Some of his novels are Always Crashing in the Same Car and Hollywood Dream Machine, among other interesting tales. His latest is The Golden Hour, a story of family and power in Hollywood. We welcome Matthew Spector.
Hey, how you doing?
Absolutely great, Matthew. Let's go beyond the mic.
Awesome.
Arts and business are always diametrically opposed in Hollywood. Why will this conflict never really be resolved?
That's a great question. And I suspect it's because the tension between art and business in a kind of broader sense is what animates everything, right? I mean, you know, on the one hand, we live in a, you know, capitalist culture, everything, you know, everything, you know, that's how we work, which I think is probably good. But there are still impulses at us, and art is one of them, where, you know, there are things that want to be in us that I think want to be freely given. You know, I mean, certainly writing a book, obviously you hope people will buy it, but you're also writing it for reasons that I think have something else at heart. So no, I don't think that tension's ever going to fully resolve itself.
You've had stars at your house growing up as son of legendary super agent. How hard is it for you to see Hollywood impartially?
I don't know about impartially, right? I mean, I think it's hard. I don't think I can see it impartially. I think, you know, anything that you grew up in the thick of with a kind of complicated love-hate relationship with, you're always going to be distorting it one way or another. But I do see it in kind of very kind of human terms, I guess. You know, all that stuff was around me from such a young age that, you know, I don't know. I can't help but see. You know, I meet any number of movie stars and they just seem like they're kind of ordinary human neuroses and personalities seem very legible to me. You know, so I like, you know, it's part of what makes them interesting for me to write about is just to be able to explore that side of them, which I think gets explored less.
In the book, you say, quote, "I will learn about beauty and I will learn about fear, discover the truth of a muddled terror that has begun already to clutch at my heart," unquote. Why has Hollywood changed for the better and the worse since your early days?
Well, I think for the most part, it's changed. Economically, it's changed for the worse. Mm-hmm. it you know, just in the sense that there are fewer movies being made. There's a kind of, you know, there used to be a kind of, you know, middle class in Hollywood, you know, actors who would, you know, weren't stars, but were making a living, writers who weren't, you know, agents who weren't. And I think that's gone, as it is in a lot of other industries. And, you know, which is really in many ways what the book is about, you know, about kind of what happened to the middle class in the creative middle class in America and what happened to, you know, the middle class beyond that. But I, you know, I think it's changed for the better, maybe in that the kind of, you know, some of the sort of more abusive aspects of star culture have gone the way of the dodo. You know, it's not possible for, I think there are fewer bullies in Hollywood these days than there used to be. And I think that that's a positive change for sure.
The book is The Golden Hour, a story of family and power in Hollywood. And the author Matthew Spector joins us for the Rocky Nate. All this is, Matthew, is 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure.
Awesome.
Who's the most underrated person on Hollywood right now?
Oh, my God. Brian Tyree Henry. Fabulous actor.
Favorite Jack Nicholson movie?
Oh, I'm tempted to say 5 Easy Pieces, but it's got to be The King of Marvin Gardens.
The name of the best script that you ever read that it will never be made?
An adaptation by David and Janet Peoples of a James Dickey novel called To the White Sea. That's a great movie.
Favorite Warren Zevon song?
Oh, I love this. I think it's got to be...
you got to pick one.
Oh my God. I mean, Muhammad's Radio. Love it.
Do you remember the name of the woman you took on your first ever date when you watched Moonraker?
I do. I mean, we were in junior high, so it was a date only. But her name was Stephanie Hanlon.
What's the best lesson your dad ever taught you?
About loyalty, I think. Really about being true to your principles in your dealings. I know that sounds crazy. My dad's a talent agent. That's not normal, but that's who he is.
How about your favorite class at Hampshire College?
Oh, it was a fiction workshop I took with James Baldwin. Absolutely amazing.
What's the best concert you ever saw live?
Well, even though I was really young, I think it was probably Sly and the Family Stone at the Hollywood Bowl.
Matthew Spector, author of The Golden Hour, a story of family and power in Hollywood, joins us beyond the mic. Time for the impossible question. Matthew, how did the Palisades fire affect you, your family, and the memories of your childhood?
Oh, God. You know, the Palisades fire, I grew up in Santa Monica, which is adjacent to the Palisades, and you know, there have always been fires in and around Los Angeles and Malibu and the canyons, but to have them sweep through the city and particularly the Palisades, which, you know, I think, you know, is now a, you know, a wealthy community, but wasn't when I was a kid. Again, that was a mostly middle class neighborhood. And for that to be destroyed, it's heartbreaking. You know, my sister lost her home. Lots of my friends lost their homes. And it was, I don't think the city will ever be the same.
Time for two big questions with Matthew Spector beyond the mic. Quote, I'm out on a limb because how do you know when what you love is truly lovable? Unquote. How has your love of Hollywood evolved?
These are great and difficult questions. I would say my love of it has evolved. You know, growing up, I hated it as much as I loved it. You know, and I think I've always had a complicated relationship with it. You know, it's a thing that I find both enchanting and appalling in equal measure. So it's evolved because I don't think it exists anymore. So, you know, it's like a complicated parent. You know, you can't help but love them. And when they're gone, you know, you really miss them.
If you could describe your love of Hollywood in five words or less, what would those words be?
This will sound insane, but I think of it as the imaginative heart of America. That's four words.
He loves the King of Marvin Gardens, was taught loyalty by his dad, and he wants you to read his book, The Golden Hour, a story of family and power in Hollywood. Matthew Spector, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks so much, Sean.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.